and lose. They've both had different things that have shaped and defined them. We all have moments that change us. I remember the day that my husband Paul and I brought our daughter home from hospital when she was born. And there was a moment, she's like, I've not been in hospital, what are you on about, mother? There was a moment when we looked at her asleep in the car seat, we put her on the coffee table, and we looked at one another and just went, we're parents. What do we do now? And to be fair, we pretty much still say that every day. What on earth are we doing? I'm sure the other parents here would agree. But we all have moments that change us. Maybe it's a job or a diagnosis or news. Defining moments. Significant moments. For Claire and Niamh, today is a significant moment. But it's a significant day that is a result of another defining moment. This isn't the biggest day. The biggest day was when they said their yes to Jesus. This is an outward symbol of what's already happened in their lives. A symbol of a defining moment that has already taken place. When Niamh and Claire said, I believe and I trust in Jesus as my Lord and Saviour. The defining moment when they realised for themselves that they wanted to be in a real relationship with a God who really loves them. A defining moment when they realise that by placing their trust on Jesus Christ and asking him into their lives, into all the mess-ups and the wrong stuff that they've done, the Bible calls that sin, then all of that would be forgiven. Their defining moment was when they realised that God cares for them and has a plan and a purpose for their lives. And they said yes to that. Yes to forgiveness. Yes to a home in heaven and eternal life to all who trust in Jesus. Maybe that was the moment when things made sense. When they realized that the Bible's not just a collection of stories and that God is real. And that Jesus lived, died on the cross, and rose again. The defining moment when they understood that to be true. Tonight, they choose going into the water to show everyone what has already happened in their lives. As they've both said, in what they just shared, it's a public statement of the choice they want to make to show their love and their faith in Jesus. Baptism is symbolic of all sorts of things, of cleansing, of burial, of resurrection, of the old things dying to the new things rising. It's symbolic is water baptism. But there's nothing special about the water that we've used. It came from the tap, via a hose from the kitchen, and Jimmy and Gordon filled this tank up. It's not imported by tanker from the Holy Land, and we've warmed it up a bit because we didn't want Claire and Niamh to get hypothermia. And because you don't want to see a middle-aged woman from Leeds scream in front of everybody else. It's a symbol. It's not magic. It's a symbol of what God has done by showing his grace and his love. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans, we are it says we're all joined with Christ Jesus in baptism. We heard that a bit earlier on. And today, Neve and Claire publicly say, I am joining with Jesus. Jesus was baptized too. Let me tell you a little bit of his story. This is from the bit in the Bible called Matthew's Gospel. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It's proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And Jesus from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Again, he's in a river, nothing special about that. No special holy water, just because it's in the Holy Land. It could have been the Marine Lake. Jesus wades into an ordinary river, approaches John the Baptist, and John recognizes who Jesus is. Why would Jesus do this? He's not being baptized because he's done anything wrong. He's not being baptized for the forgiveness of sins, but it starts a journey. It marks a significant moment in his life, the start of his journey to the cross and the story of Easter. When we're baptized, it's a symbol of our willingness to turn away from the stuff that separates us from God. Our deliberate wrongs, our mess ups. Baptism says that I'm not going to let that hold me back. And God has said he's got a much better alternative for us. When we say sorry for the things that we've done wrong, the Bible calls that repentance. And that was in the question I asked Neve and Claire earlier. It literally means turning around. Perhaps we all need a moment where we're given the opportunity to turn around and have a do-over, a new beginning. Maybe because we realized we weren't going in the right direction. Maybe if you're like me, geographically challenged to the extreme, I can go the wrong way through the Mersey tunnels really quite easily and have to come back again. We all need the opportunity, I'm not joking, to, it's really awkward and expensive, to start again, to turn around. And Jesus gives us that opportunity. Today, Claire and Neve are saying, this is the line in the sand. This is a new beginning. I am turning around and walking with Jesus. That is my defining moment, they're saying. Have you got a defining moment where you realize that you need to be in a real relationship with the God who loves and cares for you? Tonight, Neve and Claire have made some promises. They said a big yes to what Jesus has done. And it might be that you need to do that tonight. A big yes. Maybe you've come to the point in your life where you realize that you need to turn around. Maybe you've come to the point where you realize that you need Jesus in your life. Maybe tonight's the night you want to say a big yes to him, to say sorry for how you've lived your life without God, and you need to begin again. So maybe you want to say a big yes to Jesus tonight. And you can do that if you want to. But you could be here tonight and think, oh, I'm not ready for that, Louise. I'm not sure. And what's happening today with Claire and Niamh strikes a chord with you. And you want to look a little bit more into all of this Christianity malarkey. Well, why don't you make an intentional decision to find out more tonight? And that's like you're saying, a little yes. Maybe you want to say, a little yes to Jesus and finding out a bit more today. Well, it could be that you're right, I don't want to say a big yes. Nah, don't want to say a little yes either. Well, then I have another opportunity for you too. Maybe you're not ready for either of those, but can I ask you to remain open-minded about what is happening tonight? Like you're saying, well, healthy maybe. A healthy maybe is a willingness to stay open-minded about God and about Jesus, and maybe look a little bit more into it. So I'm going to leave those three things for you to think about. If you've said a big yes, fantastic. If you've said a little yes, fantastic. If you said a healthy maybe, fantastic. If you said any of those, come and chat with me. I'd love to talk more.